This is Morning Edition on Vermont Public Radio. Good morning, I'm Mitch Wertlieb. Drug addiction and abuse, along with jobs and the economy, top the list of concerns on the minds of rural Americans. That, according to a new poll conducted by NPR, the Robert Wood Johnson Foundation, and the Harvard School of Public Health. And joining me today to help focus on this issue is Dr. Jill Warrington, the chief medical officer of Aspente Health in South Burlington, which just hosted a healthcare conference to talk about treating substance abuse in rural areas. Thanks so much for being here, Dr. Warrington.
Oh, thank you.
How are Vermonters faring in the current drug abuse crisis, especially in more rural areas like the Northeast Kingdom, for example?
Yeah, I think the opiate crisis is really teased apart into two crises. The first one was that of prescription opioids, and the second is that of heroin and fentanyl. And on the prescription opioid front, we're doing quite well. We see what would I call the turning off of a spigot. Prescription opioid prescribing is going down. On the heroin and fentanyl crisis, however, I don't think we're quite there yet. We're still seeing a rise in fentanyl, for example.
And I'm guessing that there are two problems here as well. One is that there are reported cases, but there must be so many people that are not reporting their own cases of drug use.
Absolutely. So part of the addiction process is kind of trying to get into treatment. And some of it is about access to treatment, and some of it is about willingness to be treated.
Before we get into some of the details of what was discussed at the conference, I want to talk about something that you've put out. Aspente has put out a kind of a heat map, a public health heat map that shows how drug use plays out around the state geographically. It's kind of fascinating. We will have that map on our website for people to look at. But for these purposes now, what trends appear to be in this tracking?
First of all, we've noticed that illicit substances like heroin, fentanyl, cocaine tend to track along the state highway systems. So counties that are associated with where those state highway systems are tend to have higher rates of use.
Meaning where the drugs are coming in from and coming up that corridor.
Exactly.
And what can that kind of mapping do? How does it help?
So by seeing that, it gives law enforcement officials, it gives public health officials and treatment providers an insight as to where one should put resources. So in the example of the opioid picture, if we look at opioids over time from 2016 to 18, as I mentioned, we're seeing a reduction, which is great. But there are still some counties that still have high rates of prescription opioid use, most notably Windham County, Franklin County, and Orleans. And so those are areas where people could put additional attention to.
What are some of the challenges about drug abuse in rural areas as opposed to more concentrated urban areas?
There's a lot of barriers that keep patients from wanting to get treatment, period. And then when you couple that with having to drive 45 miles to your closest provider, it really becomes very limiting. In addition, in a rural setting, anonymity goes away. You go to your local spot to do an observed collection and donate your urine to be examined for a test. That can be really challenging when you know the person in front of you.
Everybody in a small town knows everybody else. Yeah. Well, let's talk about what can be done about this, because there's always so much talk about the problem. What are some of the specific solutions for combating drug and opioid addiction in rural Vermont?
Yeah, so there's been a lot of creative thinking on this area, a lot of innovation. Some of the most notable solutions have been centered around telehealth, and this takes many forms. There's telemonitoring, which is the idea that if I were to prescribe you a treatment for opiate use disorder, I could watch you take the drug and ensure that you are adhering to the treatment plan through a FaceTime or Skype on a mobile app. There is telemedicine, which is as a treatment provider, I could care for an individual patient one-on-one through that same mechanism. Or the idea of telementoring, a provider teaching another provider, many providers, on how to administer care so that it can be diffusely administered across the state.
Isn't there a problem, though, in getting people to self-motivate to that? You've got to get that person to sign on to doing the telemonitoring, to being monitored. All of that is a challenge.
You do. And I think in the conference, I was really impacted by the very first individual who presented, which was a patient who had suffered from alcoholism. And he talked about you have to meet the patient where they're at. And he had been through years of rehab and not had any traction. And at some point, something hit him that he had control and he could do something about this. And that transformation happens on a very personal, deep, individual level. And until you're able to have that human connection, you're lost.
How are we going to solve this problem if we can't get to why people are taking these drugs in the first place?
I think about that a lot, too. And I don't think I have a good solve. I think we are increasingly relying upon social engagements that are less connective. Think about our over-reliance on texting, social media, and other mechanisms, which I've heard referenced before as nutritionally poor social exchanges, as opposed to a handshake or a hug. I think we need to solve that problem, because I think that human connectivity is an integral part of this process.
I mean, we know addiction is a disease. I think there's been greater understanding of that. But I do think that there is less emphasis on why these things are happening. There's the stigma associated with drug use. There may be problems in these areas that we just aren't exploring yet.
I agree. And I think that your point about stigma is spot on as well. Until we recognize it as a disease more commonly among all of us and not just the medical community, the more it will be okay to have that disease and to address that as such, as opposed to seeing it as a moral failing.
What was your takeaway from this conference?
I felt the conference had sort of two threads for me. One was the scientific clinical solution orientation of trying to solve the access problem. And the other was this very human piece, this healing power of compassion. And there was, I don't know if you saw the obituary in the Burlington Free Press this weekend.
Everyone's been talking about
this.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. And towards the end of it, it spoke to healthcare professionals managing patients with substance use disorders. And it said, if you can't meet the patient non-judgmentally, you're in the wrong profession. And it called that out quite frankly. And I think in general, every single one of us, those of us in the healthcare profession and outside, should be actively working to work away from judgment.
Dr. Jill Warrington is the Chief Medical Officer of Aspenti Health in South Burlington. Thank you so much for speaking with us.
Thank you.